Hours Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Coming to you from Washington, D.C. this week, I'm Rick Rockwell, co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. And the whole show, at least the start of our wonderful show, is down on the border this week with the Sir Douglas Quintet. Sir Douglas Quintet, one of not only our favorite bands, Jeff, but also the listeners like them quite a bit, too.
That's from a nifty little live album in the mid-80s that was just released a couple of years ago from Austin City Limits. The great late Doug Somm, of course, and Augie Myers pumping away on that box organ.
Well, we have played a number of items from that live album, or correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think we played a couple. I played some old Sir Douglas songs and then a couple of Texas Tornado songs before they were officially the Texas Tornadoes.
Well, that band is one of the bands that makes Texas unique and has a wonderful Texas sound. But when we're talking about unique sounds, This month, a new release from two Texas Titans, Willie Nelson and Asleep at the Wheel, and we're going there right now.
Don't you tell on me, I'm just stealing back to old used to be.
Now I'm gone, you don't worry, do you, baby?
'Cause I'm sitting on top of. You can get a man. And now you're gone.
Long gone.
I don't worry.
You should be worried.
'Cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Summer, not in the fall. Spent all my money on alcohol. And now you're gone.
I'm gone.
And I don't worry.
Worry, worry.
'Cause I'm sitting on top of.
Ah! as well as female. If you got something good, you better keep it. They say, yeah, who is she to tell somebody what to do? Well, I'm here to tell you I lost the best man I ever had. And right now, I'm here to tell y'all I'm feeling mighty bad. Lord have mercy. Yeah. I'm catching hell.
By request, that's Ruby Wilson with I'm Catching Hell. Before that, Melinda Doolittle, Dust My Broom, a wonderful cover. And starting us off, perhaps the best cover of the whole set, Willie Nelson with Asleep at the Wheel, I'm Sitting on Top of the World. Jeff, if you listen to that, that is the definition of Texas swing. We don't often get into Texas swing on the show, but you know I have a special place in my heart for Texas Swing. A special place in my heart for all the music in that set, but Texas Swing in particular.
I don't understand how Willie Nelson, who has not exactly taken great care of himself in his 80-some-odd years on the planet, can still sound that good.
Here is my theory. It has to do with happiness. If you can be happy, if you can figure out a way to be happy, and I think Willie is happy when he's in a recording studio and when he's out on the road. And maybe, I guess, playing golf. He's one of those people who likes to play golf. I can't see Willie Nelson playing golf. But he's figured out the formula for what keeps him happy, and he just keeps doing it and doing it. And his voice sounds richer every year. He is truly a musical icon.
He's an American legend, and it's a shame that the only place in the world that still plays him are Oldies Country Stations and the Underground Podcast.
And the Underground Podcast is playing the new Willie Nelson, and I'll bet you're not hearing the new Willie Nelson anywhere else. And look, we've got more new music coming right up after this announcement. Stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs. That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
It ain't me. It ain't
Unfortunate Son. That's a cover of the Creedence Clearwater Revival classic, done by another one of our favorites, Jeff, Cat Power, Sean Marshall. She showed up in our show last week, but this week there are reasons why we decided to go back to Cat Power, and that is from an EP released late in 2008 that we never got to. Cat Power had a very popular covers album out, and apparently Ms. Marshall cut too many covers, couldn't get them all on the first record, and so her fans were demanding more. She put out this EP near the end of the year, and it's got Fortunate Son and a lot of other great numbers on it.
Rick, we could play Fortunate Son in some form or another every week on the Underground Podcast, and I'd be a happy man. That is a terrific song.
It is a terrific song. It still works today. The elite classes want other people to fight their wars, and we're still at war. And I think that that debate is going to pick up. That 16 months has lengthened itself out as far as how long primary troops are going to be there. And what nobody's talking about, nobody is talking about at all, when we talk about troops in Iraq. And this was a song for troops in Vietnam originally, but we talk about troops in Iraq. Nobody's talking about the 30,000 or 50,000 that are going to stay there after the next 2 years or so. And if they're not combat troops, I'm not sure exactly what they are, other than sitting targets.
Ooh, we haven't had a rant in a while. Well done.
Well, we got to pick our spots, and the new Obama administration, we love them. They're doing a pretty good job given what they were handed, but I'd like them to get us out of Iraq altogether. And so now, if we're done with our rant, are we done with our rant, Jeff?
We're done with our rant, Rick.
Well, you know, on the other side of a rant, when you've played a Creedence cover, the best thing to do, more Creedence.
that it's wrong. I've been thinking about you all summer long. I got a feeling I keep it to myself, 'cause I've got too much to lose on just one girl. Such a sweet girl. So I never wanna see you again. No, I never wanna see you again. Well, I'd hang out if I could, but I can't be just your friend. So I never wanna see you again. Hey, baby, it's not you, it's not me, it's just him. I can't get that awful sight out of my mind. Well, I know you can't do anything about it now at all, but the shadows of your past stand way too tall. If I could go back in time a year or two, I'd drop everything I'm doing and find you. I'd drop everything I'm doing and find you.
Michael Hagerty, Know That, on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. A set there of swamp rock, western-tinged rock. Started out with Creedence Clearwater Revival, Lodi, and in the middle, reasonably new music from an Austin, Texas band that the Golden Boys never want to see you again. And Rick, has any band ever been ruined by classic rock radio the way Creedence has?
It's too bad, because both of us are great CCR fans, Creedence Clearwater fans, and some of those songs, Lodi included, at a certain period in time were overplayed on the radio. But we don't hear them so much now, so it's good to take them back out of the box and put them in the Underground podcast. But I've got a question for you, and I'm glad you gave some background on the Golden Boys. I like their sound, sort of rough and rude. You know I like rough and rude. But what about Neil Michael Haggerty? What can you tell us about him?
I'm glad you asked me that, Rick, because it gives me an opportunity to mention one of my favorite James Bond characters, Pussy Galore, which was one of Neil Michael Haggerty's bands. He's been in several lo-fi, indie rock sorts of things, working on all sorts of alternative sorts of sounds, although his solo work seems to be a little more traditional. And it's kind of interesting, if you take that Creep song from the late 60s and listen to Neil Michael Haggerty's Know That, you can kind of see the evolution of what John Fogerty calls as swamp rock.
You wouldn't characterize that today as alt-country?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, at the time, because Creedence had, you know, a symbol and all of that, nobody called them alt-country, but you can listen to Creedence today and go, if Creedence was a brand new band, would they be called a rock band, or would they be hanging around with the alt-country bands?
I think they'd be in that alt-country box, and then they'd be fighting like all those alt-country bands to say, no, we're not country, we're rock and rollers. But, you know, alt-country, as we have talked about on this show before, a very misunderstood genre.
Well, look, that's probably Creedence calling now to find out why we're pigeonholing.
Is it John Fogerty calling, or maybe it's Wilco calling to say, don't lump us in with those alt-country bands anymore?
Oh, man, that would be a great show. We should play all Creedence songs and all Wilco songs.
Well, that would be a great show, but we were talking earlier about lo-fi. Well, one of the kings of lo-fi and new wave coming up.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Elvis Costello, Lipstick Vogue on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And yes, Elvis, sometimes we almost do feel like human beings. That song from 1978, this year's model, that pretty much encapsulates punk and new wave. The attractions as tight as they could possibly be. Steve Thomas on the bass, Pete Thomas crashing the cymbals, Steve Naive crashing the organ, and Rick, it just doesn't get any better than that, does it?
That is new wave at its height, and that is why we fell in love with it when we did.
We've played some pretty interesting songs so far on the show today. We've played some requests, we've played new music, we've played old music, and if you'd like to make a comment, make a request, you can send us an email. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, Towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
Yeah. about destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. You know it's gonna be alright. Alright.
to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This is the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio.
From a member of the Black Keys on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Just before that, we had some Black Keys covering the Beatles, She Said, She Said. And just before that, we had the Beatles, Little John Lennon, Revolution. And before that, brand new music from U2, Get On Your Boots. And Rick, in the jargon of elite music critics, I believe that was a little cross-fading rock and roll feedback on that set, eh?
Lots of feedback on lots of those songs. That Dan Auerbach, that's new music too, yes?
Brand new.
And
I would say brand spanking new, but last time I said it, we got in trouble.
Well, we didn't get in trouble. I tried to get you in trouble. And whenever you mention spanking, it's not too far off. But I have to wonder, and I have to hope that Dan just decided to do just something with his spare time for that solo album, because I think he's a great lead player, and the Black Keys are one of those groups that we stumbled across in the beginning of the Underground podcast in the early days, and we're big fans of the Black Keys now. But I would say this. There are radio stations that will play Revolution. There are certainly a lot of radio stations these days that are playing that U2 song, but I dare you to find any radio station that's playing the Black Keys, maybe outside of Cleveland or Ohio.
Or playing those four songs in any way, shape, or combination. It's what we do here, Rick. It's why we're here. It's our reason for being, is to put together sets like that.
You might criticize us for playing a little classic rock this week with some of the selections that we've made, but I dare any classic rock station to put on the mix this week, because this is what classic rock should sound like, and that's there would be no Underground podcast if classic rock sounded this good every week.
There would be no Underground podcast if radio sounded this good. You and I would be off listening to the radio.
Indeed we would. One of the things, though, that you're going to be hearing on the radio this week especially is that new U2, Get On Your Boots. The new U2 was released officially this week, although the Boots single has been out for, I think, a month or two. And you might have noticed that on the Ivory Towers blog, we have a review of that new U2 album, No Line on the Horizon. If you're interested in our ancillary blog, the Ivory Towers blog, you can find it at www.ivorytowers.com. And there's more on the website than just music, although this week a lot of music. We also get into politics and sports and a few other things. That URL, one more time, www.ivorytowers, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z, Zeta, or Z at the end, www.ivorytowers.com. The Passing. That's music from Lamb of God. Lamb of God, Jeff, is a heavy metal band from Virginia, and they have a new album out that's only a week old, Lamb of God's new one. And before that, starting us off in that short set, Derek Sherinian with Steve Lukather, Star Cycle. That is a cover of a Jeff Beck instrumental.
Should I dare you pronounce the name of that band again?
Lamb of God?
No, Rick, believe me, you don't have to try to say that again. A note to our listeners, we've been having a wee bit of technical difficulty this week, and I'm afraid that if Rick tries to say the name of that band again, we'll lose contact in the cyber ether one more time.
Derek Sherinian and Steve Lukather.
Oh, we're tempting fate now, pal. We're tempting fate now.
You know I like a challenge.
All right, well, I'll tell you what.
Speaking of a challenge, and because, you know, we got some heavy metal in here, you know what's coming now.
I know what's coming now, and I want to get this out of the way because we are having technical difficulties. The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
We do encourage you to buy the music from the artists featured in the podcast, and I will say that we actually were contacted by legal representatives of the band King Crimson in the past weekend. We did exactly what we said that we would. We removed all of the Crimson material from the podcast and the podcast archives. But I have to tell you, Jeff, even though we did that, and we did that willingly and quickly, I was a little disappointed. One of my favorite bands, and they just don't get what 21st century podcasting and I guess music distribution is all about.
Well, the important thing is that the system works, and if they would rather have $12 in royalties instead of the incredible exposure on the Underground podcast, that's their problem, not ours.
Well, since we're going from one band challenging copyright, time to get to another one who has that reputation too.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Terrible silence stops in there. Now that the that sticks in me, just like a wartime novelty, tied to machines that make me be, cut this life off from me, hold my breath as I wish for death, oh please God wake me.
Music from the band that was made to be in the metal shop, Metallica, with a classic, One. Jeff, that is 1980s thrash rock at its best when Metallica was inventing the genre or subgenre, as you would have it. And how much does Metallica rate on the Heavy Metal Dipstick this week.
Rick, that was an incredibly sludgy song, and I would say we're looking at some 20W50 grade motor oil.
Does it get any sludgier than that?
Yeah, it does, but not too much. It's only, you can go 20W60, you can go 25W50, 25W60, and I think that's about it.
So I think if you remove the acoustic guitar sections of that particular song, you might get lower on the dipstick rating.
That was as dipstick as we've had so far.
Well, and appropriate that it comes here at the end of the show. We save the heaviest moments for the last this week. Any final comments, Jeff?
Technology is our friend, and hopefully when everyone's listening to this show, they can't tell just how much fun we had recording.
Well, the recording has been a challenge this week, but we hope that people enjoy the show. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next time.